This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Etopia Media Medical News Network. We're about to talk to Stephen Milliken, who's the president of Zapidol, a company in New Brunswick, Canada, that has a technology that might be effective against C. difficile and a lot of other microbes. We're going to talk to him now. Welcome to Etopia Media Medical News Network.
Thank you very much, Mark.
In my research, the research that led to an article that appeared 2 days ago on Etopia Media Medical News Network about C. difficile, most of the treatments that are in development now to deal with this microbe are themselves pharmacological products, monoclonal antibodies, or even more powerful antibiotics than the antibiotics that kill all the other flora in the intestine and open the way for C. difficile. Your company uses a completely different approach. You don't have any biochemicals involved. What's the process that you use to kill C. difficile bacteria?
We use UVC, ultraviolet germicidal irradiation, process. Because the germs basically are developing a resistance to the chemicals and the antibiotics that are being used.
Right.
UVC destroys DNA completely so that it cannot reproduce or it renders it harmless.
Okay, one or two little background questions. We know about UVB and UVA. What's UVC? How does it differ from B and A?
It's a different wavelength of the spectrum.
Is it smaller or bigger than those other ones?
It's smaller.
Okay.
In 254 nano range.
Right.
Very specific.
Okay. And is the use of UVC as a disinfectant well established, or is it sort of in the experimental stages, or somewhere in between?
It's been used for over 40 years in the medical field, and you know, it's really catching on in different ways now. We've been using it in air disinfection and water, and we're coming up with all sorts of ways to use it now.
So essentially, any organism that's DNA based, what kind of organisms are those exactly, or in general?
Basically, anything: SARS, C. diff, anthrax, avian.
Hello.
Sorry, did you get that?
No, we were disconnected.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yes,
so
it kills virtually anything DNA-based.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing that it can't kill. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
The tougher bugs require more time.
Talk a little bit about how exactly it works. We've got a little wavelength of light coming in after a little piece of DNA. How does it destroy it?
It breaks the bonds, the molecules that are holding... You know, the bond that holds the molecules, it breaks them apart.
So it's essentially going after a house and knocking all the 2x4s out of it.
That's right.
It's going to collapse, and it won't be a house, and these microbes won't be effective microbes.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the products in which this system is embedded, how it can be applied in the field, in the hospital, in other locations, to these microbes.
Well, the hospital is probably the best example for it. Our Zapidol transeliminator is an old world word that is used for a light source that destroys inside a box.
Okay.
So when you place the object in the box and you turn on the lights, given the right amount of time for whatever you're trying to disinfect,
right,
it breaks down the DNA and kills the organism.
Now, is this used now for essentially in a post-sterilization phase, after you take medical instruments and clean them and autoclave them? Is it in place of that or in addition to that?
Most likely in addition to it.
Okay.
Would be the best way to use it. It's just another tool in the arsenal against the viruses.
So is it used now in hospital and other medical settings to post-sterilize and further sterilize medical instruments?
Yes, it's used in different ways now, and all of them, whatever you put the object on, is shadowing it from the UV rays below. Our technology has no shadows, so the surface that you're putting your objects on, the UV is getting a 360 degrees at it, killing everything at once.
So it sort of works like those laser scanners in a supermarket. It goes around the objects?
Yes, exactly. Good. That's a good way to describe it.
And is that something that you invented at your company, or you borrowed from some other company?
No, we have a patent on this process, and it's something I invented myself.
Oh, good. Okay. How long ago did you do that?
About 6 months ago.
Talk a little bit about the creative process. How did it come to you to do that?
It emanated from a mattress cleaning businesses.
Right.
Where they were using UV on the mattresses to kill the dust mites, and, you know, they carry disease and everything else.
Right.
And we saw a void in the hotel industry and hospital industry that they were only changing the pillow covers.
Right.
But they weren't doing anything to the pillows.
Right.
And dust mites and viruses, they all move around. They're all carried by the dust mites, and we needed a way to sanitize the pillows. And so that's why we made the box big enough to do your average size pillow.
Oh, okay. Now, I understand how when the radiation gets in between the chemical bonds within the DNA material, it destroys it. How are you, it's obviously a pretty small thing. How are you able to make sure that it hits all the DNA in whatever you're trying to sterilize?
Well, it depends on the object that you're sterilizing. If
right.
All the surfaces are smooth and there's nowhere for the virus to hide,
right.
Then the UV kills it. If you've got like a hook or you know, it's hiding behind something,
right.
You know, you can't kill it. UV, depending on the material that the viruses are in, can have up to a 5 centimeter penetration.
What does that mean exactly? 5 centimeter penetration?
Like a pillow, you know, it's loose and fluffy. So,
right.
You know, you could get a couple of centimeters penetration into it.
Oh, but if they're hanging out in the more than that distance away, they're going to escape.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. No, but the point I was trying to make, though, was as I'm trying to visualize this and seeing the really tiny DNA and the really small radiation, how do you ensure that every bit of the surface is covered with that radiation, or am I missing something obvious?
No, that's where our zero shadowing technology comes in.
Okay.
The materials that we use for the tray system inside,
right,
is made of a material that lets the UVC penetrate and see the object that it's going to.
Okay. How long does it typically take to apply this procedure?
Time is being the main factor. So if you have so many microwatts built into the unit, it's only going to take this much time to kill this certain virus or whatever you're trying to kill.
So more power, shorter time?
That's right.
Pretty much a straightforward linear relationship?
That's right. So we put so much in there, it's really overkill.
Right.
You know, technically speaking, it could kill anything in less than a second, but mindset is that nobody's going to believe that,
right?
You know, so you're going to set it to 5 or 10 seconds, depending on what your comfort level is.
Okay. Now, is UVC dangerous to humans or other living things besides DNA? And if so, what steps are built into your systems to protect the humans who use the systems?
Yes, UV is dangerous to humans. It's like a severe sunburn. It can blind you.
Right.
In an enclosed environment. Like our transliminator, there are safety features so that if the door is opened, it's turned off immediately.
Do people who are using it need a lot of or a little bit of special training to be able to use it?
Very little, very little. It's easier to use than a microwave oven.
And it's essentially the same principle. You're not going to turn on the microwave when it's open.
That's right.
And you're not going to stand in the same room when you're giving it. If you're a technician, you're going to go behind the wall before you turn on the X-rays. It's
That's
essentially
right.
on that level.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Zapadol broom and the Pure Light stick, you're going to have to wear safety goggles and long sleeves.
And get everybody else out of the room, I guess.
Yes, you're going to use it in off hours, off-peak hours, that type of thing.
Okay, now you've talked about the transliminator, which is essentially a box. What's the Zapadol broom that you just mentioned?
It's exactly what it sounds. It's a broom with UVC lights in it on wheels,
right.
And a handle. And we put so much killing power in there that you can move it around the room at a speed that you would normally be sweeping at.
So it's like a little carpet sweeper on wheels that has the ultraviolet sort of cooking the stuff underneath it.
That's right.
Okay. And again, presumably some of this radiation reflects off the surface. You're going to want to have the room clear except for the operator who's going to be wearing goggles?
That's right.
Okay. And long sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And gloves?
It's up to them. The Zapadol broom is so close to the floor that,
right.
that there's hardly anything escaping. So you would, you see, after most microwave UVC is measured at 1 meter away,
right?
And with the type of power that there is there at 1 meter away, there's very little that can hurt you at all. So
it's
at the surface is where the power is.
That's not going to reflect off on their feet. If they're wearing shoes, that's enough protection.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, what's the Zapadol Pure Light Stick?
It's basically a wand with a UVC light source in it, and it has a special computer chip inside it that doesn't allow children under 8 years old. They don't have the dexterity to operate the thing.
Right, it's not like a childproof a cap.
That's right. And you're going to use that in the kitchen, bathrooms, say on your keyboards, your mouse, your TV remote controls, quickly for doing mattresses or pillows.
Now, in those quick type of situations, you need to put on goggles?
Oh, yes, you will need your goggles.
So if you're going to sell this to 10 million households, you're going to have to sell 10 million pairs of goggles too, right?
They come with goggles, and they come with a black light so you can see the germs where you need to use it.
Oh, okay. Now, say just a little bit about it, because it's not available yet. It's still under development, the Zapadol Zapmobile, or Zapmobile.
Yes, it's basically a bigger version of the Trans Eliminator.
Right.
Used for the hazmat units, or even bigger for the farm.
Right.
So that anything coming on or off the farm is zapped before it goes on either side, just adds that extra level of protection.
Right. Now, to properly mention this, in a farm situation, you can't apply this to any living creature, including cows or other animals.
That's right.
You can only apply it to inanimate surfaces that are harboring these DNA-related stuff. So you're not going to cure mad cow disease.
No.
You're only going to disinfect areas that may have been infected with that virus.
If the farmer is bringing some sort of piece of equipment off the farm or onto the farm,
right,
you want to make sure that you've done as much as you can to the object before it's used.
So presumably in a slaughterhouse, you'd want to apply this every night, if not every hour, to make sure that any previously infected animals are not going to be contaminating future animals, right?
That's right.
Okay. I think we've got a pretty clear idea of how it works and the forms it comes in. What's the process in Canada, and presumably you're going to want to sell these in the United States as well? Where are you in the regulatory pipeline? What is the regulatory pipeline for medical devices like this, and where do you stand in that regard?
Right now, everything is CSA and UL approved.
CSA is?
Canadian Standards Association.
Okay. And
Underwriter Laboratories.
Okay. And they're approved they're approved both for their safety and their effectiveness, or just
their
safety?
No, not for
their safety.
Their effectiveness. That it requires another special hospital certification.
Okay, who gives that certification?
It's basically ISO certification on manufacturing, and they will give a specific dosage.
Right.
That the unit is producing.
And that's an international standard.
Yes, it is.
Is there some aid? Has this been submitted to the U.S. FDA or the MHRA in the U.K. or to whatever the Canadian equivalent of those groups is?
This is brand new technology.
Right.
And it's just coming out right now.
Right. So have you submitted it to the regulatory agencies for approval?
No, it hasn't been submitted yet. We made all the contacts, and everything's being put in place to have those approvals done.
Can people buy them now, or do they have to wait until the approval process finishes?
Everything is available now. The Zapadol broom and the Pure Light Stick are available. They are in stock now, and Trans Eliminators are being produced. They take about 6 weeks to make.
Right. So the what got me started on the story, of course, was the C. difficile outbreak in Quebec. Are you in touch with authorities there? Have they contacted you to use some of your equipment in fighting that outbreak of Clostridium difficile in Quebec and other places in Canada?
They haven't contacted us directly, but through New Brunswick, who are helping us a lot in what we're doing.
Right.
Contact will be made very shortly.
Okay. How does what you're doing complement or compete with or otherwise relate to those other treatments that I mentioned earlier that are essentially antibiotic or monoclonal antibodies that are designed to destroy the microbe with biochemical means? How does is what you're doing in place of that or in addition to that? Or what's exactly the relationship?
In addition to that, again, the germs and the viruses are build up a resistance eventually. Whereas the UVC will never they'll never escape the UVC.
Even if they evolve rapidly and effectively to survive the biochemical onslaught, they're not going to be able to, it would be a much further step in evolution for them to be able to evolve to survive with their chemical bonds broken, wouldn't it?
As far as everybody's concerned, it would be impossible for them to evolve to avoid UVC.
Exactly. All right. Now, one of the diseases that you mentioned here is anthrax, and you've also mentioned bioterrorism a little bit. What's the role of this technology in essentially disinfecting large areas that may be contaminated with bioterrorist agents?
Well, again, the Zapadol broom, any surfaces on the floors that you may think it is, we can build units that you can wheel into the room and leave them. They come on and off by them with remote control so that you can zap an entire room.
Right. How about if someone filled an explosive device with anthrax spores and set it off in a busy plaza somewhere, would this technology be able to kill all those anthrax spores on the buildings and the trees and the walls and the fountains and everything?
Again, it's DNA, so the UVC does break it down, so you would essentially evacuate the area. When the hazmat teams come in with their equipment, they would have their portable Zapadols and disinfect areas that they thought were contaminated.
Okay, two last questions. Timing, when do you expect... You've said that these machines can be sold and used even before they're certified by the respective countries' medical regulatory agencies?
Yes. We're not a medical device that's being used on humans.
Oh, okay.
That's where the difference is.
So as long as you're ISO approved...
Yes.
Which you are, or are you in the process of that?
The manufacturing process, yes, is ISO approved.
Already, and you're approved by Honorary's Laboratory and the CSA.
Yes.
So... Since these aren't used on humans, you don't have to get that approval.
That's right.
There, no more than an autoclave or any other instrument that's not used directly on humans has
that's
to
right.
be approved. Okay.
So, again, performance testing, and we still go through everything that they want us to go through anyway.
Okay. Finally, tell us just a little bit about the company, your relationship to it. Is it privately held, publicly traded? What do you see in that area?
It's privately held by myself right now.
Right.
We are looking for investors to come on board.
Okay.
And,
people who want to get in touch with you either to invest or to get more information or to acquire some of this equipment, how can they contact you?
They can get a hold of us right through our website, zapitall.com.
Spell Zapadol?
Zapitall.
For our American .com.
Yes.
And for our American listeners, that's zapitall.com?
Yes.
Okay, and you have an 800 number?
Yes, 1-888-249-5005.
Finally, I guess, are there trials that you've run already or machines in use where you've got some successes to report?
Well, like I say, it's brand new.
Right.
We do have... UVC sticks and the Zapadol brooms ready to go, and the transeliminator is 6 weeks in production. And as soon as we get them into places, hospitals and stuff, we will have some testimonials.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully we'll be able to check back with you and some of those people who are using it and get further coverage of this apparently breakthrough device to eliminate some of these microorganisms that are causing a lot of trouble.
Great.
Thanks very much for talking to us.
Appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.